I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to On Target, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and each week we are here and we talk about subjects that we think are interesting and important and topical and educational and entertaining for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. We try to be on target. I guess that's why we named it On Target, so that we could keep you informed of what's going on, and actually being informed about that, about things that are happening in your lives, is sort of our subject today, because we are talking to the president of a group whose mission is to protect, inform, and help businesses and customers, I guess, consumers here in Western New York. That's really their full-time job, and you probably already guessed that they are the Better Business Bureau, called the Better Business Bureau for a reason. And in the studio with me today, I'm really excited, is the president, and not the president of the United States, folks. Do not turn the dial. Do not turn me off. The president of the Better Business Bureau, and Warren Clark, Warren E. Clark, is also the CEO, and he has been around our community and active in our community in many capacities for several years until he did become the president of the Better Business Bureau, and he really knows and cares about our lives here in Western New York and about keeping us safe from fraud, safe from misinformation, our security, our credit card safe, our our businesses when they can be, us safe as consumers. Thank you, Warren. I think, did I cover everything?
You did. You did. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for asking me.
I think the only thing we won't put on the Better Business Bureau to do is keep us safe from physical harm. But other than that, we talk about that a lot on Target, because I'm very obsessed with law and order. So we do have a lot of guests involved with security. But this kind of security is really important, too, because it can ruin, if something happens to your credit or you as a consumer are affected in some way, it can just ruin your life, right? It just really, really is upsetting if something happens in any of those ways.
Well, absolutely. And we are so such an information society that just huge amount of false information that goes out, and it gets out through so many different media types now, that our job is all the more important. People ask me if we're still relevant after 96 years here in the Western New York and upstate New York areas, and 106 years in the United States. And last year, our BBB alone did 2.5 million instances of service. People either checking before they buy or give, because we also do charity review, or filing a complaint or a customer review.
I know I ask you this all the time. We've talked before on Target and other places, and I've heard you speak. But I want to just set the table for our listeners as to what the mission of the Better Business Bureau is.
Well, we're actually, there's three kind of common misconceptions. One is that we're a government agency, and we are not. We work with government at all levels, particularly with law enforcement, actually, because a lot of the times what appears to be a bad business practice is actually criminal, and we refer people, and we actually help and meet with law enforcement, federal, state, and local, on a regular basis. The other two misconceptions are consumers think we're a business organization because businesses pay us, and that's how we survive. And businesses think we're a consumer organization because we take complaints against them. And the elevator speech is that we're a neutral third party that is working to make the marketplace a fairer place to do business.
And when you said how many people or how many transactions you've helped over the last years, not only are you the Better Business Bureau of Western New York, but there's Better Business Bureaus, I learned from you actually, like all over the country and maybe possibly the world.
Well, all over North America. Mm-hmm. Every inch of North America is covered by a Better Business Bureau. And the newest one is in Mexico. They're actually struggling a little bit because the government is in more demand. People want the government there to do more. Every bit of North America, and there's been a consolidation. We actually, out of our Amherst headquarters, are responsible for 48 counties of upstate New York. We go all the way to the Canadian border, over to New England and south of Albany. There's five counties that butt up against New York City, and that's part of the only other BBB in New York. So there's 100 BBBs, and the number I gave, the 2.5 million, was actually just for upstate. Those were people inquiring or complaining about businesses or charities in our 48 counties. In North America, we did somewhere around 250 million instances of service in 2018.
I think in people's minds, when we say Better Business Bureau, I don't know about other people, but I think of that little thing in consumers' windows or in their ads or something where it says recommended by or approved by or something, BBB, Better Business Bureau. So that's something that is what you're known for, I feel. One of the ways that you're known.
Yeah, that's actually, it's interesting that you bring that up because we used to be a window decal and a plaque, and now a lot of businesses don't have an office. Their vehicle is their office, or their kitchen table is their office. So we've actually given a variety. We do accredited business magnets. We use the term accredited business instead of members because we are a standards-based organization. And I know I've told you this previously, but we actually expel businesses every month. We have 6,700 members, accredited businesses at right now, and anyone that doesn't do what they promised the public they would do, regardless of how much they're paying us, we will expel. There's a due process. It takes several months, and then we, of course, report that we expelled them to the public.
So there's the other way, the other side of the coin that we think of. We think of when somebody is approved by the Better Business Bureau in our mind, or what'd you say, accredited.
No, that's fine.
And then approved. And then the other side is when we think of, I do, who are we going to complain to if something happens? If we are the victim of fraud, where do we go? If the place of business doesn't follow through, if the merchandise is shoddy, if they close and, you know, unexpectedly and keep your money, where do people complain? And that's where the Better Business Bureau comes in.
Right. That's where we differentiate ourselves from the 100% review sites, the Yelp, the Angie's List, Home Advisor, is that we actually take complaints and we do consumer reviews as well. But that's when the only time we'll go to that is when the consumer is not looking for a result. They just want to vent. And they can vent positively now, too. We never had a vehicle for people to do positive reviews, and now we do. Certainly what sets us apart from review sites is that people that are looking for an outcome can come to us, and we work, the process we use is called conciliation, and essentially we go back and forth with the consumer and the business until either the consumer is satisfied or we believe the business made a good faith effort to satisfy the consumer, and the consumer's just not satisfiable, which of course happens. Oddly enough, I think that for the most part, when we side with a with a business, it's often because the consumer did not read their contract, and we can't emphasize that enough. A lot of us may be in an advancing age. My eyes aren't as good as they were. My ears aren't as good as they were. But we have to read and listen to what people say they're going to do. I remember when you said, I'm going to give you $20, you're going to do this for me, and you did it. And there's still an awful lot of very good businesses out there. But there are also our people that either inadvertently or intentionally there to separate you from your money.
And we are talking, speaking of separating you from your money, we are trying to help you today by talking to the president of the Better Business Bureau about not how to be fraudulently or mistakenly separated from your money. In the studio with us is Warren E. Clark, and he is the president of the Better Business Bureau, serving all of upstate New York, as we found out. And if you're listening and thinking, oh, this happened to me, I wish I had known, I could call or contact the Better Business Bureau and get help from them. Mr. Clark is about to tell you how you could do that.
Well,
for the first time,
online is very simple. BBB.org. We a couple of years ago we launched a new centralized website. So what you would do is go to BBB.org, and then a couple of clicks gets you to Upstate New York, and we have a toll free number for anyone calling, and that's 800-828-5000.
Now, I have in front of me, thanks to Mr. Clark, a couple of sheets of information, press releases concerning, I guess, the common frauds that we're concerned with or issues that we're concerned with now. And number one is, I think, in everybody's mind, is protecting your credit and your identity. That is such a big problem for everybody now because of the ways that scammers and thieves and criminals have found to misuse our credit and our identity.
Absolutely. And one of the sheets that we have, and people are welcome to call the Bureau and get copies, or we can email it to you if you prefer that. But it's about freezing your credit. And a lot of people have heard and are concerned about the Equifax breach a couple of years ago, and they protected everyone's credit for free for a year. Well, what do you think happened? You know, the bad guys waited a year, and it's over a year now. And one of the things when we go out and talk in the community, we talk regularly about freezing your credit. If you don't have an immediate need to increase your credit, you're not going to buy a house, you're not going to buy a car, or you're not going to apply for a new credit card, freezing your credit, and there are three major credit agencies that each person must freeze. So if it's a couple of adults that are over 21, they each of you must contact each of the three agencies, and the information we have will tell you exactly how to do it. I did it for my wife and myself, and it just took probably for all three agencies together for the two of us about a half an hour. But you can also, if you apply for more credit, you can unfreeze it and refreeze it. There used to be a charge for that, and for the most part today there's not. So and one of the things that we try to talk about is our children and grandchildren. I have two very young grandchildren, a 6.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And of course, you know, we open bank accounts for them and put some money in. Well, there's no money coming out of those, and they're not what would be considered active from a credit situation. And bad guys are on the internet looking for Social Security numbers are not active.
Yes,
so
I heard
we
about
had
that.
Both of our kids
Absolutely.
Freeze mm-hmm. the credit at all three agencies for both of our grandchildren. That's really critical because hopefully they won't need to take it out until they're 18, 19, 20, maybe later, buy a car, buy a house, go to college, and at that point their credit could be completely destroyed
them
knowing it.
You do hear about that for some reason. There was a fraud alerts about that not that long ago about using the Social Security number of like a 2-year-old or something
right.
like that, and it was, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what won't they think of next?
Absolutely.
The other thing is monitoring your credit, so if you know, that's important to find out how, if something is is happening and you don't know it, it's
right.
You're not going to be able to do
right.
anything
and
about
every
it.
Every American is entitled to a free credit report once a year. And we have the information for that also. It's kind of hard with radio, but if people contact the Bureau, we'd be glad to send. It's a website. It's, I believe, annualcreditreport.com. It's pretty simple. But we certainly are happy to help people. A couple other tips we recommend is shredding anything that's got any sensitive information on it. We run a shred day in four locations across upstate New York. It's not a lot when you think of the geography in the fall, but there are various shred events from civic groups and others by a reasonable shredder, and make sure that because literally people are looking through your garbage.
Just when you say that, I was thinking a lot of people do. Businesses, of course, have shredders and use them, but ordinary, like everyday people, and especially older people, I mean, you would just think throw it in the garbage, right? I mean, or put it in the recycle.
Right.
And it's so sad that we have to think of all of these things,
it is.
Warren, but we do. And I just want to say again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today we are talking to and with Warren E. Clark, who's the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And we are giving you so many thanks to Mr. Clark, helpful and important tips. I hope you're listening and listen to the repeat. And how, Jim, tell me again, if they missed the program or somebody missed it, what can they do? They can listen to it on
a podcast.
Podcast during the week. Okay, you're listening. Did you hear that, everybody? I hope you know. Hope our listeners know what a podcast is.
We have a podcast.
Okay.
It's somewhere out there. Just
all
Google
right.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, in my hand. It's sadly not radio, but I'm glad it's not radio because I'm not dressed today. But Mr. Clark would be perfect on TV. So there is this sleeve that the Better Business Bureau, it's called a sleeve, a protective sleeve. And I learned about this recently from Mr. Clark. So it protects you from electronic pickpockets when you have your actual credit card, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's such a little, it looks like a pretty innocuous piece of paper, but it's a material called Tyvek, which is prevents radio waves from going through it. And people, again, talk about the bad guys that they have. There's a little thing called a skimmer, and somebody could be 15, 20 feet from us and could actually lift all the information. If folks feel secure, because they have the chip on their credit card, and almost all of us do now. Unfortunately, because we have such a huge and complex banking system, many, many, many stores don't have the ability. So we still have the magnetic strip. If you look, there's a little half inch by the length of your credit card magnetic strip on the back. That has all the information on it we don't want anybody to know. And it used to be you had to be careful, somebody looking over your shoulder at an ATM, and now there's much more sophisticated ways of hacking. We've been giving these RFID sleeves out at community events now for a couple of years. If anyone's interested, contact the Bureau. Again, 800-828-5000. If you call us, we'd be glad to send you a couple of them in the mail. It will help. You need one for every credit card, for every person. We made them in white so that you can write on them and not have to fumble around. There's no good reason not to use it.
Ah, okay. And on the back, I realized when you said that, oh no, you need one for every credit card. That's important. Also, on the back, there are some really good tips.
Yeah, we talk about what it is and why people should use it, because a lot of times we give them out, like we give them out in a little bag of information,
like
and people don't know what they got. And if anybody's had an enhanced New York State license, driver's license, or if you've had a Nexus, passport, come in those. We're actually going to make passport covers as well for the full-size passports. But these will protect anything that's got sensitive information on it that it needs electronic ways
but
of skimming.
But I like what it says on the back, other tips. Only carry the credit cards you need. which is, this must be directed at me. Oh, they must have known me when they wrote this, right? Okay. Shred, which you just said, items with personal information. Do not carry your Social Security card, which I just learned recently. I forget. I think my own daughter told me. I never even realized that you're not supposed to carry the card
with you.
And as you said before about getting a free copy of your credit report.
Well, and another thing, we just ran out of space because it's so small and the writing's already small. But one of the things that I highly recommend that my wife and I do is we make photocopies of all of our important things that we're carrying. I actually left my wallet in a cab in Atlanta a year and a half ago, and I was fortunate to get it back, but I had copies of everything. I knew who to call to cancel and what to do. So that's a tip that actually will be on the passport sleeve, but it's not on the little RFID sleeve.
Let's talk about the senior citizens, because it seems to me that every time we read about a scam or some fraud that's taking place, it very often is targeting senior citizens, which makes me really mad. But there are certain ones that are in the news and in the media lately that we could warn senior citizens about.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's vulnerable people. So they play on people. It's senior citizens. It's families of service members that are serving, because often they're less educated, perhaps, and they're without their primary breadwinner in many cases. We have Fort Drum is in our service area, and there are families up there that we're dealing with on a regular basis. But seniors, the problem is that we, as seniors, are trusting, which I said earlier. We tend to believe when someone says they're going to do something that we actually think they're going to do it. But also, as I also said earlier, sight isn't as good, hearing isn't as good, and often a lot of these scam phone calls that we get, people walk up to seniors' doors and they say, you know, your roof needs work. I'm here in the neighborhood. I'd be glad to do it. I can do it a lot cheaper because I got a truck around the corner, and folks, you know, just they are too believing and
trusting.
And trusting, and it's a shame, but it is seniors are certainly targeted. We speak with senior groups all across upstate New York. That's actually why we bought the RFID sleeves originally, was for those events, because at least it gave them an ability to protect their credit. They, again, would always carry them in their pocket or their purse or their wallet because they trusted people.
And also, we've heard a lot about the phone scams, but people falling for, especially seniors, because they're home alone. That's the reason, because they're the ones that answer the phone. They're the ones that are, you know, they're not working anymore, and they're not out of their homes, and they're just, you know, looking for someone to talk to, sadly.
Well, you hit it with all three things. They're lonely, they're available, and they want to talk to people. Those are the three of the critical pieces that make them so vulnerable. We did a press conference with Senator Gillibrand about a year and a half ago in Rochester, a senior couple that were taken for their whole life savings and wound up in debt because they trusted someone that called on the phone. And there's a whole series of scams we call senior scams. You know, we have your daughter, we have your son, we have your grandchild, I am your grandson, and they muffle their tone, and you know, I'm calling from Europe, and I can't, you know, and
send
folks
me money,
are
send
vulnerable.
Me, you know,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Send money, do something.
Send, you know, one of the things, a great thought, kind of thank you for reminding me, iTunes cards. That's how this senior couple started. The people told them to go to Walmart and buy iTunes cards. iTunes cards are not an actual form of currency. The person in Walmart, to their credit, and this was again was in the Rochester area, told the person, don't do it. It doesn't sound right. But the person insisted, And they couldn't refuse to sell them, and that's how it started.
And also, just within the last few days, did you hear about people calling and saying, speaking of phone scams, which seem to be the most prevalent lately, we're going to turn off your electricity, or we're going to turn off your something like that, utility?
Yeah, the utility scam,
utility.
Again, it's a whole series we have, and it rotates. And what will happen is they'll go for a while and say, we're the gas company, or then we'll say, we're the electric company, and again those folks will never call you. They people will come to you with a proper ID, and those are horrible scams, and of course people fall for them because they're afraid they're going to be without power or gas or electric.
And not just seniors but businesses, even I heard, were, you know, falling for that.
Absolutely.
Because
well, they send an invoice.
It would be the end of the business, or very detrimental if their electricity or was turned off or anything
often,
of that nature, any utility.
Often the scammers will try and send a small invoice, talking about businesses. They'll send a $5 or a $10 and to see if you pay it, and then we'll try something large. Same thing with credit cards, frankly. They'll try. I was actually at a meeting in Denver and got a call that my credit card was being used at a Subway shop in Brooklyn, and clearly it wasn't, but they thought they'd try a $6 or $7 charge to see if they got away with it.
And you did we cover when you said there was something recent that that we should know about?
Oh, not yet.
Yeah, okay.
There's a kind of a new-ish, it's called juice jacking, and it's a cyber attack using compromised charging ports, meaning if you go to the airport and you want to plug your phone charger into the USB port that's provided now in many, many airports and in other public places, and our recommendation is that you either bring your own charger. I actually have a separate battery charger that I charge when I'm traveling so that I don't have to do it other than in my hotel, but also they have these plug-in where you're creating a USB port with an electric outlet, and that's actually what I use in a hotel room, that I plug that into a wall outlet and then plug my phone into that to charge.
There is something sophisticated happening every day, you know, that we have to keep ahead of. So I feel like I should ask you like once a week, or at least or at least once a month.
Love
right?
to be here. Yeah, love
yeah.
to be here.
Jim is laughing because as if I would be able to bring my own charger to the carry with me. I can barely even use it. Every week I come in and ask him something about my phone. You know, my little what do you call my phone?
Oh, your iPhone.
My little iPhone. I can't do this. I can't do that. So as if I would be able to, or our listeners would. But thank you so much for everything and for all this information. And maybe just one more time, we will tell our listeners how they could reach the Better Business Bureau for become a member, get further information, any help they need.
Great. Well, thank you. It's the website is bbb.org, very simple. And our toll-free number is 800-828-5000. Again, 800-828-5000.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon, I promise. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And join us again next week on On Target. And have a good and safe week, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.